If you haven't already, download it better and play it better, Picks. Do it now. You could 100x your money. Available in 24 states, the best fantasy sports app. Seriously, what are you doing? Put some money on the line, 100x it, make some picks, better picks, the best fantasy sports app. People are loving it. Go give it a try. This is a good part of Miami to go hop outside.
Oh, for heroin.
His mom died from heroin.
Really?
Bitch knew how to party.
Like a motherfucker. Like, to the point where it was, like, her demise. Like, she partied to death.
Damn.
It was, like, kind of fucked up. Like,
it's like when you party to black out, but then you just,
like,
black out. She was partying to not off. Like,
ever. You just log out of Earth. This bitch was, like, a rager.
Yeah, no spawn.
No, like, she's done for. Miss her.
But I'm not gonna lie, she probably went to death, like, crazy. Like, I've been off.
She showed up to
like,
having a little
armor. She was high as a bitch. Like,
dude, are you crazy?
Off the Richter.
Yeah, no. I think that's where I got my little party in.
Yeah, that's the bright side of your mother's death. It's like she went out, I think, probably the best you can. If
you
could choose,
die from dumber shit. Imagine dying from like Benadryl.
Terrible. Like, terrible.
Damn, what? Can you die from that?
You took enough of it? Yeah, I think so.
The worst.
I tried to get high on Benadryl.
His dad tried to kill himself and failed. So I think that's no. Like,
nah, hear me out though. He jumped. He went to prison and then was like, damn, fuck this. Jumped off a fourth story floor.
Fourth story is not enough.
Not even kind of.
I'm guessing that was probably the top floor, and he jumped head first but didn't die.
That's humiliating.
It is.
How many stories do you need? Like at least six.
Six or seven. Gotta,
that double digits are probably.
So now he's just fucked up. He's just like,
oh really? Yeah.
Embarrassed. Just like, fuck, dude.
Does he like talk to seminars in high schools and shit?
I don't know. I don't really know, bro. Like,
no,
that,
he's still
he doesn't even
up.
Know you like that, dog.
It's fucked up. So
yeah, we really never met.
Damn.
I heard some stories about
it. Sorry to hear that, man. That's crazy.
No, that's life.
Yeah, it's just how this shit goes. You're from California?
Pretty much, yeah.
You do cocaine?
I have done it.
You do Ozempic?
No, it's hard to get hands on, man. It's a hot commodity out there, man.
The nation's out of Ozempic.
But I heard the WNBA team is changing the name to that. The Sparks is going to Ozempics.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. It's a good look.
They're keeping up with the trends.
Welcome to Bullshit Paul, Jake Paul with Jake Paul BS with Jake Paul. We're here with William Wallace.
Yes,
William
sir.
Wallace. Trevor Wallet. Then he was named
Trevor Wallet?
He was named after his wallet.
Wallet? That's so cool. That'd be my stripper name.
His dad lost his wallet when he was born. And he was like, fuck.
Trevor Wallet?
Wallet.
That's such a Midwestern name right there. Trevor Wallet. It sounds like I do the spit and the little ding when I do like the Zins. Trevor Wallet. That's hard though.
You a big Zin guy?
I got some on me right now.
God,
dude,
damn,
what's the hype around those?
They just had Zins
what's
out.
What's a Zin?
The pouches you put in your lip.
Oh, like the tobacco thing?
Do you feel obligated thing. Since you've made fun of people that vape? Do you feel like you can't do that?
I wish I vaped. I've been trying to get addicted. It's
that
hard.
That shit is so fucking good. I don't vape by any means, but I was in the club just sucking on that motherfucker and just like,
yeah, so like,
bro, what were you on, dog?
Dude, I don't know. Just the Nick stick. It got me.
One time I was at out front of a bar waiting for an Uber and I was putting on chapstick and this girl's like, can I hit your vape? And I was like, oh, it's chapstick. And the look that she gave me of disgust and how dry she got immediately, I was like, I need to start vaping. I try, but I cough.
You know what's funny is I tried to get addicted to vaping and I was like, what's the hype?
Yeah.
And I tried it for like 2 days. And I just couldn't do it. I was like, what the fuck is this?
It couldn't keep up with us, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, vape needs me, dog.
Vape needs me.
But I think vaping's a really big red flag in people. It means you don't care about your life.
That is true. And also, it's like a 24-hour-a-day thing. Like, at night, before you go to sleep, you got to suck on something. Before dinner, you got to suck on something.
You wake up, suck on something.
It's like a modern-day binky, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Do you have one? Oh, look at that.
Is there anything?
I do like how they light up, though. It's kind of cool. You can see them in the night, you know?
Yeah,
if somebody's breaking into your house and they vape, you know where they are.
It's kind of tactical when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's like I might be in a fucked up situation, maybe like a survival situation.
Your car breaks down, you start vaping on the side of the road, blowing O's till AAA gets there.
That motherfucker's a utility when you're drunk, though. Like the head high I was getting, because I haven't done drugs in like a fucking year and a half, and it was pretty close. Like,
does this guy vape?
He does.
Dude.
He actually has
Golden Retrievers. If any dog were to vape, it'd be Golden Retrievers.
No, it'd be Dobermans for sure.
Dobermans?
Fucking jerk offs, yeah.
Yeah, that are English Bulldogs. They would do ketamine.
What's your opinion on ketamine?
I've never done it.
How do you feel about it?
But it's spelt pretty cool. I like that it's with a K. It's pretty cool.
We know someone.
But it's horse tranquilizer, right?
Yeah, our friend loves ketamine.
What does your friend do for a living?
He's a pro boxer.
I think it's so cool that people do ketamine. it's a horse tranquilizer. So if you want to train like a horse, be the horse.
Exactly. Stop horsing around.
Speed, boom. Speed, endurance, fucking stamina, strength. I love it so much. I got horses tattooed on my arm.
Dude, that's amazing. Mm. That's horsepower right there.
Yeah, it's actually to remind myself to do more ketamine.
But it's like it's a medical thing, right? Like you can do it medically.
That's what they write it off as, but really, my guy just likes getting high.
I don't know. I would beg to differ. I think you know, all the biggest people in the world are doing it. Elon Musk, me.
Elon Musk isn't real. I think he charges every night. Like an Apple Watch.
No. Mark Zuckerberg, that
Zuckerberg.
Oh, fucking robot, and you can't convince me otherwise. He's a robot. Yeah. Absolutely.
He does look like the robot from iRobot with Will Smith a little bit.
Such a good fucking movie.
The translucent a little bit.
It's a little fucking worrying. Are you okay?
Good practice out there.
Yeah.
Throw the headphones
on. Hot in there.
We want you to.
I'm going to go to the NFL one day, so I was kind of just
testing it out.
Seeing the chin strap kind of is not a vibe.
We're talking about ketamine. And I watched you casually talk about salvia, and I've never in my life seen anybody casually talk saliva? About salvia. No, it's the worst. It's saliva? The worst. No, salvia.
What's that?
Salvia. It is.
It's legal. If you're 18 and up, you can buy it at a smoke shop.
No, but hear me out. I've never in my life heard a single positive story about salvia. Every time I hear it, it's like, yeah, I smoked it. I lived 8 lifetimes. It was the worst thing I ever did, and I will never do that again. You're telling the story like it was Tylenol. So what if you're casually doing salvia, what's the craziest drug
Me?
Story you have? Yeah.
I've done it before. I've probably done it like 3 times. One time was in a frat basement, and the other time was at my friend Holly's house. I thought it was okay. It's like 15 minutes. It's weird.
15 minutes of what?
Just tripping, and then you're back. But it's like legal. You can buy it at a smoke shop. Mm. I don't know. Maybe if you want to like see like your like father or something, you can just rip on it real quick, and then just like pulls up.
What about my mom?
You might need – yeah, you could probably do that. You might need to, like, do it on, like, Mother's Day or something. Really tap in with
the energy.
Tap in.
Yeah, what do you –
What is it?
Nothing.
You got to put those on, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast. Sorry. This is our first episode.
Oh, that's sick.
We're just launching the show.
We saw
– and we thought you'd be the – you are the perfect guest.
We saw a TikTok clip out of someone who was pretending they had a podcast and saying really controversial things and to go viral on TikTok. We're like, bro, we should start a podcast.
Yeah.
So this is the first episode.
Oh, yeah? Have you guys practiced the controversial things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got it right now.
And
yeah.
And
come on, keep going.
bro. And,
yeah, CGI'd me out of this episode.
No, I'm sorry. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, this is
we got a good PR.
It's
team.
A single just on him, right?
No. It's a wide, and they actually move all of our mouths AI for all of us to say it like simultaneously.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, where you? No, nice. No problem. No fucking problem. Do you? You probably love like controversial, or you're not very controversial.
No, I'm not. I'm like the least controversial person ever. I try to stay away from that. Even if somebody comments on it like a side eye emoji, I'm like, what's happening? Are we about to go under? Because I don't like when I can't control my own narrative. But also, if you just let like time passes all.
Yeah, so, being like, black is like you just can't control your narrative. Like going to the elevator, the Asian woman's just like holding her purse. It's like I wasn't even a Robbie, but now I might like just to show
you. You ever throw a pump fake? Just be like, just a quick 1-2.
Gotcha.
I was reaching for the lobby button.
Yeah, it's a little fucked up.
Dude, you should. That'd be so fun, just to fuck with people.
Yeah, I actually saw a video where an Asian woman was walking into an alleyway to get to the other side, and a black man walked through on the other side, and she saw him and turned around. So he chased her down just to tell her, hey, I wouldn't rob you.
He said, what? I would rob you?
I wouldn't rob you.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's fucking genius. But unfortunately, I'd go to jail.
What's the white equivalent of chasing an Asian down and robbing him?
The white equivalent?
Yeah. Like, what do you do for fun, like, to play on being white?
Butt chugging.
What do I do to play on being white? Just talk to Starbucks employees. Yeah. They always be yapping. Shut up.
Yeah. You
know, I always just, like, in line. They're asking too many questions. They're asking about family. It's, get the coffee and go. I think they just want to be too personal. You know, they rob you of your own emotions. They rob you just by talking. Your
and
time
I rob
of day.
You of your belongings.
Yeah, your time of day. They're just talking your ear off, you know? Or like you go to Trader Joe's and then a lady will turn to you and be like, I thought they got rid of these. And you're like, I don't know you.
Shut up, bitch.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, like they think you're a regular.
They think I work there.
They're also racially profiling you.
They are.
That's fucked up.
that's kind of cool, though.
Do you feel, like, sad about that? Like, victimized or something?
Nah, I'm pretty... If I'm at Trader Joe's, I'm just there for the hoes. That's it. I don't really care about the food, yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't, no. I'm out in these streets.
At Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Slinging dick. Hornado.
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 That's pretty cool.
Swinging it around. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of just... I don't know what's going on in life. I wake up every morning and be like, huh.
Me too. Yeah. No, like, dead ass. It's like... I'm sitting there sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I start to freak out.
Yeah.
It gives me anxiety. Like, there's way too much time and shit. Like, this shit fucking sucks, to be honest.
Are you online a lot or not really? You kind of just step away from all the stuff.
Yeah, I step away from it. My screen time is low, contrary to popular belief.
What do you spend all your screen time on? Fruit Ninja?
Mostly.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I have a fucking great score on that.
Good?
Yeah. Fruit Ninja and messages, notes, that type of thing.
Notes. You do have a high note count.
Yeah.
Notes are great. I put all my notes in there. I do, like, for, like, video ideas or stand-up ideas or just random shit I overhear people say.
Are you a Capricorn?
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
But how did I freaking know that? Because I'm a fucking Capricorn, which we're obviously the best.
Yeah.
The best by far.
Most, like, jacked, hottest, richest, coolest.
Smartest, hardest working.
Smartest.
Most amount of legends were born in the Capricorn
don't move
era.
To LA and desire but, fame. This is two fucking boneheads who believe in astrology.
I only believe in it because it works for me. But if it was, like, all negative stuff, like if I was a Gemini, I wouldn't believe in that shit. Nobody says anything good about Geminis or Scorpios. Uh-oh. Was the girl vaping? Were you Scorpio?
Scorpio.
If you're a Scorpio, you vape. I don't make the rules.
Fucking vaping freak.
You're Gemini? Get her out of here. But she's a sun rising and a vape closing. I don't know what's going on. Oh, it's the vape. You're the girl who vapes is a Gemini? That's the most on-brand thing I've seen all day.
I'm not going to lie. I might start to believe in this shit.
Yeah, this is the problem is, see, look, they get so pissed because I won't shut the fuck up about Capricorns.
When's your birthday?
January 17th.
Okay. December 30th. Tiger Woods, LeBron James, all three of us, same birthday.
My girlfriend is December 30th.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we dating?
I think we just fucked.
That's so cool.
Have you ever fucked a boy?
No.
Is it
not a boy, not a man? No, none of that.
Yeah, he actually needs, like, dating advice.
Yes, but... I actually am. So recently, I've been fat shaming a lot. Fuck all fat people.
Oh,
reason
wow.
being, I was just I was morbidly obese. Top of the year was 272. I'm 220 now. So if you're fat and you're watching this, that's the problem because you're fucking watching this video and you're fucking fat. But I need some dating advice, actually.
Why are you looking at me? I'm single. I ain't got shit. Give me a scenario.
I fucking hate white people so much. It's like a remarkable. I mean, no.
What? Why?
Post.
What?
Delete that.
No, zoom in on that.
No, just post. Delete that.
I thought we were your get back because he put you in the compromise situation before.
I thought we were boys, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He does that.
Holding hands. This is how they do that. This is the thumbnail right here. And then insert a hot chick right here. That's the thumbnail right there.
Trevor,
just zooming on their
Jasper
hands.
Jasper Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, good.
Would
hands.
You Eiffel Tower with me?
I'd be, yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's why I wouldn't do it because I feel like you, you know, you probably bring more to the table than I do.
But like,
I'm showing up that Jersey Mike 6-inch. I feel like you got the whole
not,
sand.
We're not there for each other.
Like,
we're
mentally though. But if I get in my head, like, yo, he bringing the whole farm. I only got one goat down there. You got the whole.
But that's okay because like everyone's different. I'm inclusive. Like.
Yeah.
I was born with this motherfucking
nine iron. If anything,
I
tee up the other guys in a threesome because they're like, oh, what's bro doing over here? And then the girl's like, yeah, why? Yeah, it's so small. Like, this guy's so much bigger.
So I have a question.
Please.
You are a comedian.
I'll be trying.
You be trying. You be trying to be a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
In my everyday life, my friends heavily rely on me for comedic relief at times. But there's times I just want to be fucking sad. Is your career ever at your expense? Like you
all
just want to be sad and. Like, this is crying. This is great.
Well, yeah, you can't be like, you can't have other emotions. Like, I can't go on my Instagram and be like, you know, I just thought I would go to Miami to find love. People are like, man, shut up. Yeah. Post a video about yelling more puns and shit online.
Yeah, it's
post about White Claw, you idiot. We don't give a shit. Go to therapy.
It's fucking sad. Like,
but like, I do that on purpose. I don't like post anything personal on my Instagram because I want people to like.
I think people.
I don't
want
to see
people
get
who do
too
that
in
general are out of their fucking minds.
But what about in regular day life? Do you feel like you always have to be funny, or do you feel like you have?
No. Okay. I'm surprised some people even find me funny. I'm just like myself. Like the second you try to be funny, you're not funny.
Would you consider yourself mentally stable?
I'd say like a B minus.
That's good.
Yeah, in today's day and age, that's great.
Yeah, I've also like read and heard that a lot of comedians have like mental illness.
I had such a normal like family upbringing. and shit.
Really?
Like, my parents are still together. My dad hit me, like, once and said I'm sorry after.
That's crazy.
I was like, fucking, yeah, you better, dude. My mom did hit me with a paddle once and broke over my ass, so I got no ass. It broke it right in half.
Bony ass.
Bony ass, yeah.
So you never got, like, official ass beaten as a kid?
Mentally, but never physically.
Oh, my grandma used to tell me when she was whooping my ass. She'd be like, go get the... And I'm like, damn, I put on, like, 60 pairs of pants and come out like, what up, nigga, hit me.
Oh, 60 pairs of denims.
Bro, every pair of pants I had, bitch couldn't do nothing to me.
My dad would do bullshit. Like, he would take my bedroom door off as a punishment. You know, like, do you ever hear about that?
While you're inside of it?
Yeah. My dad did that,
yeah,
too.
He'd, like, take my door off, just turn my room into a Jeep and just on some bullshit. But that's the best punishment, because I'd be like, yeah, take my fucking door. What do you need that for? Beer pong? And then later that night, I'd be like, oh, shit. I can't touch my dick.
I think that's, like, you're the 13. Craziest thing in the entire world.
That's some M. Night Shyamalan shit. It's like, you'll see why I'm doing this later. Reverse psychology.
Yeah, but, like, he's like, oh, this not going to get to beat his meat tonight. Like,
but
then,
I know.
But then what if you flip the script and beat your dick anyway?
Door open. Yeah, bro. I was hiding in the corner of my room like I was on Ocean's 11 or some shit, just beating my dick. I'm, like, all quiet, stealth mode.
So when I was younger, had a great friend, love her to death. Her mom had work trips where she would leave a lot out of town and come back. So we would all go in this bitch's house, cook eggs, fucking run through her crib. And then before her mom would get home, we would leave. And one day she caught us. So she took her door off, that punishment, and the girl pissed on her mom's bed.
Wow. Like, oh, wow.
Is
she in jail now?
Oh, no. She's great now.
She's a white lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, peeing on your mom's bed. Very white maneuver.
Yeah. I'm marking my territory. Was there ever, like, a get back for you like that? Or, like, you just love your parents?
Yeah, I was doing whippets in eighth grade, so... That was kind of a get back of my dad.
I'm going to kill my own brain cells to get back at you.
Yeah. I think it made me just want to do drugs growing up. First time I smoked weed, I was in eighth grade out of a light bulb. So, like, the more punishment they gave me, the more I wanted to be a bad kid, you know? But my dad used to, like, verbally beat my ass.
Hold
He'd be
on.
Like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Hold on. Out of a light bulb?
Yeah.
Filament.
Yeah. Is that weird? So you take the bottom of the bulb where you screw it in, you break the glass off, and then you put a pen in the bottom, and that part is the bowl.
You did meth, brother. You did meth.
You smoked the filament.
You did meth.
I was in eighth grade. I was excited, dude. I was like, somebody got to do this long division, you know? Anyways, my dad never hit me as much as he should have, but, you know, we're here now.
Is this the best podcast you've ever been on?
This is the number one podcast in the world, so how could I say no?
Yes,
sir. Are you feeling, like, emotional and, like, grateful that this is, like, you're here today?
Yeah, I woke up and manifested this. Even though it was already booked.
Can you cry?
Can you look into that camera and cry?
Which one? There's like seven.
That one.
No, I can't cry on camera. I was in acting classes, and they're like, you got to cry on command. I was like, no.
Have you ever had to kiss a dude in acting class?
No, but I thought about it.
Have you ever kissed a dude just free spirit? Like, just, hey, dude, I'm just like fucking rocking in the free world. Let's just fucking kiss.
I don't think I have. I wouldn't know, like, if you close your eyes, is that too much, or do you keep the eyes open? That's an alpha move to keep your eyes open.
I feel
open.
Like if you ball your fist up and keep your eyes open.
Then you just trip.
Just like it's good.
Keeping your hands clenched is hilarious.
I'm
kiss
not.
Me, bitch. I kind of want to. Like, if I was on any sports team, you could do it with any of your boxing coaches, but kiss me.
So I'm gonna kiss one of my opponents at some point. When the face-off gets really close, I'm kissing someone.
You haven't done that yet?
I haven't. The opportunity
you
hasn't
licked him.
Presented himself.
You licked him? And what are you waiting for?
Who did
for,
I lick?
You licked Tyron Woodley. And
did I lick him?
Yeah, you licked multiple opponents.
Well, I can't wait to kiss one of my opponents, though.
What do you do if they kiss back and they put a hand over?
That's what Jasper literally said.
Like, open
yesterday.
Mouth, licking your lips.
If they kiss back, I double down and tongue.
Yeah,
straight
that's
up.
Fucking insane.
He's arm wrestling with the tongues.
No, I'm saying, like, a straight man who's not down to kiss another guy is secretly, deep down, they're gay.
I also don't think that's how it works.
100%.
I tongue wrestle my bros, like, fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm so lost right now. Like, 10 minutes ago, he was like, man, fuck all fat people. He's like, Jake, you're not being very PC right now.
Where do you find girls these days?
Usually, like, his DMs are out after shows is nice.
What's your approach? Just, like, pull it out, swing it around, or, like?
Yeah, you already know. Do that, knock over a traffic cone. Be like, y'all heard of that? Oh, man. I wait for women to hit on me. It's so much, like, it makes more sense. Like,
that's
Player.
I don't think I have a face where, like, if I approach you at the bar, they'd be like, this fucking dude, you look like the Seahawks.
Put my hand over my, put my hand over my drink. Like, oh, this
that bad?
Yeah.
It might be the jacket. This jacket's very like, I was in a frat, and I'm gonna tell you about it seven years later.
No, it's like a blown out comb over, like,
oh, I've had the same hairstyle for like 7 years. I'm just the same dude. I'm just like an AI version of myself.
You gotta just say I'm the same.
I can say the first word.
You technically can, the first freedom of speech.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Does the card exist?
Yeah.
It does?
I have one in my wallet.
Do people here have it?
What card? Yeah.
You know.
Oh, shit.
I gave him one.
One?
It's like a seasonal thing.
Seasonal. Like, what season?
During Christmas. Like
Christmas.
If you get like a bad gift, like, this is what y'all got me? Or like, yeah. Thanksgiving. Y'all like, grandma. Food is crazy. I think it's like it's okay then, but like just on like a regular day, like football, like DK Metcalf just is fucking fumbling. He's like, god damn, like,
that's crazy.
We're closed during like normal.
Closed.
Like, yeah.
Close. You think the price would increase over certain like down season, like off season?
Yeah, we're not really here to meet demand though.
Mm. You don't need to.
Yeah, it's very sacred.
Hey,
go on, man.
So you're going on tour.
We're going on tour. I'm going to Australia. I got a special coming out on Amazon.
Yes, that's sir. Fucking
November huge. 14th, Amazon.
Yes, sir. Damn.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's called Pterodactyl. I don't know how to spell it, but that's what it's called. I'm excited.
Pterodactyl.
There's a P in it.
Yes.
There's a silent P and there's a Y in it. Crazy ass word.
Wait, that's amazing. I can't wait to watch it because it's cool to see you like from Vine.
Yeah.
Taking the whole influencer route.
Yeah, I've been doing stand-up for like 10 years. So
now doing huge fucking shit, like a tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazon, congratulations.
Thanks, man. You were actually at a show. I think both of you guys were
in
Hollywood.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a photo somewhere. Great. So good.
Fucking
it's like,
crushed it.
Thank you, man. There's a photo. So I'm up there, and then you're over there, and it's like ice the fuck out, just laughing. I remember walking on stage.
Wait, well, I don't know if I've seen this photo.
I'll pull it up.
We should put it up on the screen.
Yeah. But you were iced out, and it's funny because there's probably been like three times in my life before I go on stage, somebody's like, oh, Mike Tyson's in the crowd or Adam Sandler's here. But it's like, that was when we're like, yo, Jake Paul's up front. And I was like, I didn't know if you knew me. I didn't know, like, one of those things. And I was like, I didn't want to like address anything, but yeah, it was fun.
He crushed it. He fucking crushed it live. And I think you were like, you were like making jokes about me and shit too.
I just said something because it's like every YouTuber's becoming a boxer, but like, people would DM me and be like, you should be a boxer. I'm like, I'm fucking built like a go-gurt. I ain't boxing shit, but depression.
Yeah,
What am I gonna fight?
Goger, it's crazy.
It was my first comedy show, and I must say, hats off. I thought comedy shows were like fucking stupid. I was like, there's no way I'm gonna go.
Hollywood ones are fun.
That shit was fucking phenomenal. 10 out of 10.
But you're a funny dude. Were you watching other comedians, even myself, being like, I could do better than this?
Yeah. I would watch it. And like, I felt like it's just like, no, not. I laughed at everyone during that night, and it shut me the fuck up. But I felt like prior to it, it's like, like, can a comedy show really be that funny? But there wasn't one bad set.
Yeah.
Like, it was a great show.
It is weird. Everybody's just on the same page. Everybody's boozing. It's weird that everybody laughs in unison at the same time without even telling somebody when to laugh.
Right.
It was very weird.
Comedy shows are one of my favorite fucking things to do.
Oh, yeah?
I fucking love it.
It feels a little bit rebellious. Like, we shouldn't be talking about these things. We shouldn't be laughing about what we're laughing about.
I also feel like there's a lot of cool comedians now, because there's an era where it's just like it wouldn't be a lot of younger people wouldn't watch the stand-ups because it was usually older people. But now there's a lot of like great people like Theo Von, Matt Rife, who are like these like younger dudes who like impress everybody online. Like, Theo's the funniest dude, and it's just like he hits everybody. You know?
He needs to get a brain scan. I want to like see what's up there. It's like,
it's just a can of Creole seasoning and a Four Loko. It's not a lot going on.
The Four Loko.
Which color Four Loko?
Gold. I love Theo. He's one of my mentors. He's one of the funniest guys in the world.
That's funny, but I actually think that he is unbelievably intelligent.
He's really smart. He's also a big businessman. You see him like talk shop. It's like very like is dialed in.
Yeah,
it's like a guy off camera. You're like, oh, he knows what the fuck he's doing.
I mean, just for the references that he uses, like,
crazy.
You have to know a lot about life.
And rewatch like things that I did with him or an episode I did with him. There's like so many jokes that went over my head when I was there, just because he's just spitballing 100 miles an hour, just like crazy shit.
Who are your goats? People will ask, like, in hip hop, it's like, all right, if you're our age, they'll be like, well, how do you feel about Tupac and so and so?
Dude, I grew up watching, I was watching so much Adam Sandler, like Jim Carrey growing up, Robin Williams. Adam Sandler's great, and I love his fits, bro. Basketball shorts and a polo, crazy fits.
They got dresses like he's going to the airport every day.
Yeah,
fucking
like
light,
a walk of shame, dude. Man, that boy,
I like it.
I've seen him walking out of a sorority house once or twice, you know.
3X t-shirt, pro club shorts.
But he's just comfortable. He did everything.
Yeah, and he's fucking loaded.
I'd say Adam Sandler definitely just every movie he put out in like the early 2000s, just hit after hit after hit.
Do people know that you've been doing comedy for 10 years or do
no, I don't think
is public perception like it's an overnight thing for you?
People kind of think more so, maybe like a couple years ago, more so that people kind of know now, but like in the beginning, they'd be like, oh, it's just an influencer kid doing stand up now.
Right.
But it's good because it's like, I like that. And you probably feel the same way where you get to like prove people wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, I want people to go to the show being like, dude, I didn't know what to expect, but like, you didn't even mention your YouTube once. Like, it's just all jokes and stories. So
has it always been like a gradual uprise, or was it just like a boom? Like
for stand up, it was probably like pretty gradual. I was doing a bunch of open mics in like 2015 through like 2018. Then video started to take off in like 2019. And then I was like, all right, I can sell tickets. Let me figure this out on the road. And then I just kind of threw myself in the deep end and just try to just put it all together, piece it all together time by time. And
I want to try stand up comedy at some point.
You should.
Just like one little set. I've been writing down like funny shit that I've said.
Yeah,
I just started to do it this year to like take note of like the funniest random shit that comes to my head.
It's pretty fucking funny, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah,
and I think I can do it like a little bit.
Well, I think what you should do, the best thing to do is like do like a live podcast show, like you two just all three of you guys riffing, and then you just like slowly like throw some jokes out in there.
Yeah,
and just like test them casual.
Yeah,
throw them into the conversation.
Where was your mind when you like wanted to start doing comedy and selling tickets, like doing shows? Because as an artist, I know a lot of artists who can't sell tickets to a show, but they can stream online and they're engaging online.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
It's great, but like, it doesn't reflect when it's time to sell tickets. And I'm like actually the opposite. So I wanted to know, like, is it like a, what, like you just jumped straight into it? Like, how did you feel about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even really question it. I just like kept putting out videos and just kept promoting, and it just like kind of went hand in hand. And like, luckily it's like people, the video is what sold it and the music is what sells it. So if it feels like a genuine connection, you're like a genuine dude, then people will be like, I want to see and support this guy. So I think it was just that they felt it through the video. But I know the same thing. And I'm fortunate that people like even watch a video and be like, I would pay money to see this live.
How many? And then now it's how many cities are you doing on this tour?
So this last one I did last year was 48 cities. It was like all U.S. Shit. It was like, it was a real deal. Like, it was all Sprinter van flights every day.
Oh, you're rich.
Yeah. I'm doing all right.
But what about?
I'm not fucking this guy rich. Weren't you named like the number something richest digital person? He's so rich he don't even
Forbes
know.
Forbes something.
Forbes something. That when you don't even know Forbes something.
I'm on like I'm rich. I'm on like the both list, like the athletes list and the creators list. So I don't care about the creators list because I'm not whatever. But like I care about moving up the ranks in the athlete list. But how many cities is this tour?
So this is Australia is the last one. All this was leading up towards the special. Then we filmed a special in Austin, Texas, a couple like 3 or 4 months ago. And then Australia is the last one just to do it before. Because once this comes out, I got to write all new shit. So that's when we're starting from ground zero again. And that's when hopefully you guys won't see me then. Because I'm going to be throwing out premises that are just ass. I'm going to just be throwing out early, early jokes.
I don't know why, but I'm listening to you and I feel proud of you.
Really?
For some reason, I feel like really proud of you. Yeah. I feel like you shouldn't. I feel like you beat the odds in comedy. You shouldn't be a comedian with your background, and I feel like you're beating the odds. Comedy usually comes like a terrible place.
Yeah, broken homes and whatnot.
Yeah, and I'm proud as fuck.
Yeah, I guess it's just cool to know that like I just whatever my point of view was interesting enough and funny enough where people connected to it, and it was not like a broken home type thing.
Hey, you know what's one of the funniest videos that me and Jasper actually started fucking around watching, bro? Was you and Churdley's?
Yeah, I love that.
Where you guys are like, yo, like, is it cool
if I chill here?
Some sort of like, are you resting in peace?
Yeah, he goes like this.
And we
resting in peace? Bro, we did that for like a year.
A year straight. Just a fucking
That's
year.
So
just,
funny.
Like,
yeah.
Three, four years ago?
Bro, the first time I ever filmed with Churdley's was that video. And he's like, just believe me, it'll be funny. And we filmed for like an hour and a half. I was like, what the fuck do we just film? And then he's so good at editing, it chopped it down. I was like, I don't know what this is, but like.
Greatest fucking, probably like, one of the great, top 10.
It's like Adult Swim type, like abstract comedy where it doesn't make sense, but it makes all the sense.
You have to have like a good sense of humor though.
Yeah.
To like appreciate what y'all were doing in that
video.
You
gotta be patient with it. Yeah. It's like a 10 minute video that's just cooked as hell. You gotta be on something.
Cause we'll watch that and be fucking hysterically laughing the whole time. And then we'll show it to like one of our other friends and they'll just be like,
I don't get it.
We have like a fucked up, sick, weird ass sense of humor.
Fuck fat people. I just recently departed from the fat community, so I'm reasonable though, bro. It's like,
oh, we're back. I see what you're talking about. Different Jasper.
No. You guys aren't gonna play me like I have BP fucking D because you're bipolar and you have autism, and you, I'm not gonna say it today.
Autism's in.
It is. It's like a TikTok trend right now.
Oh, Jesus. No, I think now they're kind of getting the light that they've always deserved.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. Right,
yeah. Right. You have it?
We're pretty sure.
You can like test on like a BuzzFeed article or something.
That's what I did.
Really? What'd it say? Like 70%?
Said Asperger's.
Oh, bad. It's a different.
It said Asperger's.
I took like four online tests and it said all of them said Asperger's.
And it also said that's the reason he has five strands of hair left on the top of his head.
Should we do like a little bit of the podcast?
Yeah, it's tough. You know when your dad's bald.
You need
bald
a guy like this in your group to like keep you humble. Like the Forbes list came out, you said you made millions and millions. And then he's like, yeah, whatever, you're still
bald. No, I texted him like, bro, I have this invention and this fucking investment. Like, just hear me out. Actually, we have a segment.
He steals from me.
I do. Mm. Download better and play better picks.
The only reason he's friends with me is so I could buy him a speedboat one day.
Yes, yes. It's changing though. Every article that comes out, like the desire for a speedboat is like slowly just.
I will say, I went on a boat in Miami like a month ago. I get it.
Great time.
I get it. It's the best time of my life.
A speedboat, just like a single man thing. Like,
it's cool because it's like a funny little joke, but like he's serious.
Oh, like a pontoon or like a.
Nah, like something nice, like something like.
Like the narrow ones?
Like the one with the that's called like Thrasher, and it's got like fucking 14
flames
engines
on it. Yeah, it's got a woodpecker on the side or some shit.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are pitching something. What was it?
I was gonna lie to you and say we have a segment on this show where we see how much money you can send us.
Yeah, bro. Let me borrow Jake's phone. I got you.
No.
Let me get the login for the Venmo.
Mr. Beast, but backwards.
Reverse Mr. Beast.
I saw a video on TikTok of a guy smuggling iPhones into an Amish community. You like leave them under a bridge, they would leave money.
That's like the guy who brings like cheeseburgers to jail and shit.
Yeah, that's like pretty fucking like sickening, conniving.
That's pretty lit though.
Yeah, good business.
You get an iPhone 3 and you've never seen a phone before?
That is, yeah.
Get it how you live.
I heard the Amish can go for a year. They can leave and go to like a city and like see if they like it and then come back. And
it's like a mission trip,
right? They do that before they join, apparently.
I will say that the Amish are way more in touch than you think they are.
They know.
They made the conscious choice to be like, you guys are fucking up. We're going to stay right here.
Yeah.
But now they're out the loop. You play Amish, some Kodak Black, then what? He doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
I just wonder who has like the most clout in like an Amish community. Like what dude is like Jebediah laying it down like that? Or like, you know, like what like?
It's probably just Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ was Amish?
They were connected. They linked up that One Oak one.
I think it's Christian based.
They were at One Oak, I heard too. That's just fire. Yeah, they didn't even have to wait in the line. They had the table by the DJ booth.
Yeah, dude. Could you imagine just holding this up with butter?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done drugs before a comedy show?
One time in college, actually. It was my last week. I was starting to do stand up my like junior, senior year of college. And it was like the end of the school year. And I still wanted to keep partying because I was about to leave college forever. And it was a day thing, it was like a day tailgate. And there's a comedy club, and I may or may not have allegedly done a substance to make me more alert.
Coke.
I didn't say it.
Coffee.
Yeah,
coffee.
Yeah, it was coffee. Keurig.
It was coffee.
Keurig, yeah.
Wait, actually, do you not feel like you're allowed to say that you did coke?
I mean,
well, you already said it earlier on the show.
Right. Look, you can see what I'm wearing.
The title of this video is Trevor Wallace is a Cokehead.
Now do this. I need God. No, this was college. And then I was drunk and then also did that. I was like so leveled out that I was so trying to be normal that I wasn't normal. I was like on stage being like, y'all ever been in a fucking relationship? And I look at like an old couple. I'm like, y'all fucked before, right? Like it was like not like it was not OK. But ever since then, no.
Is that your biggest fumble to date during a comedy show?
Probably. Let me see. Oh, in Chicago, somebody passed me a joint in front of like 1,000 people, and I smoked on that, and it wasn't good.
It became nonverbal?
Yeah, 100%.
It could have been worse, actually.
I like tried to say goodbye, but I was like, I love you. I gotta go. Like, it was not good. So, words were like falling out. I was talking like a Mad Lib.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's this fucking viral video of a guy. He goes in a New York train station, and he's filming with his homie, selfie cam. He puts his arm around a homeless guy. And the homeless guy's smoking. He's like, let me hit that blunt. And he hit it, and it was laced with crack.
So this just started smoking crack on Facebook Live. That's not a bad Tuesday, though.
Oh, imagine smoking crack on accident? Are you crazy?
I'd be down. Like, I always tell them, like.
But, like, not while you think you're smoking weed. And now you're on fucking crack.
Oh, trying to chill out. And now you're out, all the way
busting off the fucking Richter. Just like,
now
fuck
you're just
it.
Counting clouds outside and shit. You said you wanted to do it?
No. I'm just like, I go at these, like, super long sobriety things for boxing. That, like, sport that I do. And, I'm like sometimes halfway through, I'm just like want to feel something. So I tell these guys, I'm like, yo, like if you accidentally like drug me,
free lapse.
Free lapse. I won't have a guilty conscience. Like I'm screwing around in the camp.
Yeah.
But I, oops, oh no. You know what I'm saying?
Oops, just coke my Cheerios.
Yeah. So like I've given them the green
frosted,
light.
Yeah, they're frosted, all right.
Right.
I've given them the green light, but they haven't.
You haven't done it
yet?
How do you think you would drug him if you were to do it?
Molly, probably maybe a perk and a Sprite. You can't taste a perk, no?
The problem with Jake is that he does like the craziest of psychedelics. He smokes frog venom. He does all the
frog
ayahuasca.
These guys are fucking freak.
Yeah,
bro,
yeah,
where you get that shit? Rainforest Cafe.
Yes, actual rainforest.
Actually, you smoke frog.
Yeah, 5-MeO-DMT off of a frog.
How was it?
It was amazing. I met God.
Did you feel
the vibe?
Like God hot or no?
What
is God hot?
There's multiple gods, and the one girl is hot. I actually told her that.
What'd she say back?
She laughed.
Really?
Yeah. I made her laugh, and she was like super serious, and I like made her laugh.
Oh, I know how I would drug you.
It was
a
vibe.
You love black coffee, right? Mm-hmm. And Molly has a very distinct taste.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to taste it in the
Put
coffee.
Put some Molly in a black coffee, you're wired in the fucking morning. It's mm-hmm. over for you. What's you guys, all you guys' deathbed drug of choice? Like you're just
heroin. What do you mean? There's only one
heroin
answer.
Or DMT? Because I heard DMT is what you feel right before you die, anyways.
But
right?
You're gonna do
that's
anyway.
Frog.
Ah, true.
That's frog venom, though.
Really?
It's DMT. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It's
some
the
frog
only
venom.
Natural DMT.
Really?
So it's like the best shit.
I need some like really reliable shit. Like,
or maybe I do like speed, just because that's like some crackhead shit.
Yeah.
But just, like,
you look like a speed type.
Yeah. Just so I can like finally relate to all the people I see at like bus stops and be like, who was missing here?
I would say. If I can
or
get
smoke crack.
If I can get my hands on a Quaalude, just wind
down. Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Wind down on a Quaalude. Just like try to go.
My
for
buddy has a framed Quaalude at his house.
Really?
It's a real one.
What's his address?
Young Gravy. It's Gravy.
Where's
he has
buddy
it at
live?
His house.
Does he?
He's in the valley.
It's a real one.
Yeah.
You have his address though?
I do. Yeah, it's a real one. But it's like behind glass and it's in like a capsule. It's like really cool.
Right, but what's his address?
I'll text it to you, yeah. Yeah, we'll fly there after this. I think smoking crack would be a hilarious way to go out. Because then you show up to heaven just fucking on one. Doing push-ups on the stairs.
And then show up to heaven.
One time I went to a Joe Rogan show, and there was a line of people, and there was two guys doing push-ups in line. And I was like, it's the most Joe Rogan crowd I've ever seen in my life. Oh, bro, you listen to a little JRE before the gym. You're fucking on one right there.
A Joe
there.
Rogan show? What?
JRE? Or like there was a stand-up show. This was in Hollywood. He used to do a show there every Tuesday, like when he lived in L.A.
Joe Rogan
years and years
experience
ago.
Is what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's stand-up.
He's a stand-up comedian, Jasper.
Well, thank you for elaborating. I didn't know that. That's why I
had
this in-question look on my
face.
He's
been doing stand-up for
so
20, 30 years.
Don't use your little condescending fucking vocals, you piece of shit.
I wasn't being condescending.
He's a stand-up comedian, Jasper.
You fucking loser. Fuck you. I didn't know.
Well, you should know.
Right.
You should know.
Right.
It's a shame that you don't know.
And it's a shame they can't fix hair loss and we're in 2023. But I tried.
It is actually fucked up now that you think about it.
It's very fucked up.
Bro, like, we get fucking, like, cell service. We apparently have gone to the moon.
We've
I don't believe
UFOs,
that.
We've seen UFOs, and you're still fucking bald.
And they
bald.
Can't fix bald people's fucking hair.
Wait, what about the plugs people get?
The what?
Like, the plugs. Like, what is LeBron doing?
I don't know. But they have the surgery, but it, like, doesn't really work.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I don't know. I think it
Big
works.
Big Mike shit kind of look nice.
Yeah, it's, like, temporary.
Good.
It's temporary. It's, like, a three-year little stint.
Would you ever just go bald on him?
I'm thinking about it. Except my hair is like good now.
He got a cranium on him, though. Like his shit out the side.
I got a
like,
big ass head. That's really? Why people can't knock me out.
Like wide body. Because
people are like, oh, he could take a punch from like fighters who could take a punch just have a heavy head.
Really?
Because if you think about it, like if you punch a fighter and his head is 15 pounds, it's gonna move, you know, a lot, kind of. But if his head is 25 pounds, shit's not moving.
Damn. Can you practice getting a bigger skull? Is there anything you can flex to? I don't know much about working out, but I see people do the shit at the gym where they're like doing these. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
I do
neck workouts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got to do those alone, though. Ain't nobody watching me doing a neck up.
I do it right over there, just straight up.
Just dark room or just
necking up all the boys.
Well, people are just hitting just like tries and buys, just necking up.
Just necking up.
I'm not ashamed of it.
You could also beat my ass, so I got nothing to say. How fast do you think you could knock me out?
Probably like less than 15 seconds.
That's pretty good for me.
Do you feel defenseless?
Yo, yeah, of course.
I would have.
But that's why I want to get a gun. You see the YouTuber he just got shot the other day.
Shot. That's crazy. Yeah. That's honestly insane.
It's crazy.
And the guy shot him so chill. Yeah. He was just like, oh, just fucking shot.
A DoorDash driver just glocked and loaded.
And just walked away.
I respect it. DoorDash is like the Cash App of delivery foods. Mm. Does that check out?
For the last 2 days. Well, actually, your chef smoked. He has a DMT pen. So like,
your chef has a DMT pen?
No, he doesn't. No,
yeah,
he doesn't.
I swear to God, he does.
So he's just cooking mentally and on the skillet?
He's getting fucking fried.
Always cooking?
Chasing people around the kitchen like,
yeah, what's the most like normal person thing you do? Because I asked you about flying. You're like, oh, when I fly commercial, I was like, there's other options.
Damn, I don't want to get canceled like the Ace family for like trying a real job.
Buddy, you can't
get canceled. No, but like you ever like ride a bird scooter and be like, oh, it's kind of fun.
Never done that. I think the most normal thing I do is I go to grocery stores sometimes.
Okay.
But he says it in like a mischievous way, like let's go to Walmart.
We go at 1 a.m. with 3 guns. And we go to
Well, that's not enough
CBS.
Guns for Walmart. The employees at Walmart have 3
that's
guns.
That's insane.
Yeah, they're scanning shit.
You can buy guns at Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get a shotgun at Walmart.
Yeah.
Mm.
Damn, yeah. But you have to be 21 to vape.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. Yeah, make a shotgun that you can vape out of.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, I ordered my own food.
Do you know how to book a
weeks
flight?
Ago.
That's good.
No. Like, I could. But I don't know
your pre-check, TSA, all that.
Yeah, I don't know those numbers and shit. I don't want to sound like a fucking.
Oh, we're already here. You said that on record.
Yeah, but you're also
that you've
so busy. Why would you do that? You
yeah, know? Exactly. Outsource.
It's not out of exactly outsource.
If you get caught in the weeds, you can't fuck in the sky.
That's not true.
If you get caught, I need some frog venom to understand that one.
Yeah.
If you, all right, I'm gonna get that tatted.
Tell him the eggshell one.
What's the eggshell one?
If you're walking on eggshells, then the egg's already cracked.
That one I get on.
Yeah.
That one I can understand.
Yeah.
Shit wasn't going to work in the first place. You're walking on thin ice.
Exactly.
The ice was about to break.
Exactly.
She's a Gemini.
Exactly. It's not cold enough. She's actually
true.
The one that I texted that exact quote
walking
to
on thin ice.
Yesterday.
The ice was already thin.
Yeah.
Can we do a little bit of Trevor Wallace background? I feel like we should do the podcast.
Bro,
thing.
Please,
at
whatever you guys
point,
want to do. I don't
at
care.
Some point, we should
I just like
dive
the
into
shit.
Your background. All
I
right,
just like
man.
Shooting the shit.
I think we already covered his background.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. Trevor Wallace.
Fair enough. Yeah. I was going to bring up the Zoomies. The Zoomies thing.
Podcast this. Podcast that.
I mean,
this isn't a fucking podcast.
I just like podcasts where you just shoot the shit.
This podcast is going to shit.
Fuck it. We can skip it.
This is not even a fucking podcast.
No.
What is this? This is like a fucking bullshit YouTube.
I think it's just four guys ruining the career in audio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe three guys. I think you're all right.
No.
He already did it. He already did it. He's already rich. You're already rich.
But how are we? What, ruining careers?
No.
Yeah, I think things are going up from here.
Up in the flames.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever swung on somebody outside of just like a bar fight?
I haven't. I'm not a very like violent person.
You seem very calm, very collected.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a very violent person. But I get to in the ring I turn into that person. Nice. But like outside I'm like, bro, like I don't want to fight people or something.
What pisses you off in the real world? Like a pigeon or something?
Oh man.
They're all little tedious.
It's all the small things.
Little things, yeah.
It's all the small things. A lot of road rage, like fucking hate
Miami's
how bad
terrible for that.
How bad people are at driving, and people who drive me, I like analyze how good they are at driving because you could tell a lot about a person by how good they are at driving.
You ever got an Uber driver who wears gloves?
That's crazy.
Motherfucker will get you there on time.
I get pissed off at a lot of things, but it's all like the small things. Like one of my employees got one of my cars stolen.
What the I mean, that's a valid reason to get mad at somebody.
No, I was like, that's fucking hilarious. But then if they, like, are driving and they jump me over a railroad track, I get fucking pissed. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you stupid piece of shit? Like, can you not see the giant fucking jump of a railroad track that is.
What car got stolen? How'd that work? You went into Walmart 1 a.m., three guns, and then somebody with four guns.
I wasn't there. I have employee, like, vehicles. Like, it wasn't. It's technically like a company car. And we still don't know the truth behind the story, but yeah, they left it in a parking lot and it got stolen.
No, there's two brilliant stories here. The story that Carl told us was that he said he went to a doctor's appointment, and while he was in the doctor's appointment, he came outside, the car wasn't there. Then we found the car when it came in the police report. It was untouched. There was nothing stolen about it. What really happened?
Carl was off the perks.
Yes. So Carl is the guy.
Carl's at the doctor, the Carl, drug dealer.
Carl loves cocaine.
Carl's a coke addict.
It's a big, the C's and C's.
What really happened was that he went out. He forgot where he parked the car. He realized the next morning that he didn't have the car. He told us it got stolen from a doctor's appointment. And then we found out in the laundry.
And then the police found it like 3 weeks later.
Yeah, where he parked it.
Damn. So it didn't get stolen. He just misplaced it?
He was on fucking cocaine.
That's, I do it with like AirPods. Y'all are just doing this with cars. Well, I forget y'all are like rich.
No,
he's rich.
No,
I bought one of my employees a laptop, and I was like, "Be grateful."
I freeload off him. He's rich.
Super.
I'm no.
He's super.
But y'all are on like salary?
No. I don't.
I'm
get
on
paid.
Salary.
Hey, you're on paid?
I just freeload, but it's like better than a salary because it's like at any moment when I'm just like, "Oh, I need that," I like sneak it in. Like, hey.
You get real friendly all of a sudden. What's you're like, up? Hey, who's the guy with all that hair on his head? What's up?
That is fucked up. That's crazy. You really be doing that, trifling asshole.
Fuck no, I've never done that. You've never done shit for me.
How long you guys know each other? I feel like this is like a very wholesome relationship deep down.
Going on like 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're the Bayou boys. Got it tatted. You can't see that's him. He's the fat one, and I'm the skinny one there.
I drew that when drew I was like humongously fat. Yeah. You can't see mine. But it's like, I know it's there.
Vision, yeah. Yeah, I see it.
Thanks.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah.
Well, shit, what else is going on? I feel like every story in Miami feels iffy, like that Carl story.
Mm. I saw a bitch with a BBL at a bus stop.
Bro, there's an insane amount of BBLs out here.
That's BBL at a bus stop is crazy. How do you, that's two different extremes. How do you end up with a BBL at a bus stop?
The ass is made out of bus seats. It's the same material.
No, but she went up. At some point, she went up. That means at some point she had the money or somebody that she was with had the money to
that's
get her
a stimulus
BBL,
check right there.
And now you're at a butt. Yeah.
I just don't get why there's still strippers in real life.
I love strippers. Love
for guys like
every
that.
One of y'all. But I just want to just hang out, just hug them, just keep doing that.
Trevor, you ever been to a strip club?
I have, yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I think it's fun with a good group. If you go in the daytime, find help. But, you know, like nighttime with the squad, it's super fun. The one on Sunset, so funny.
We actually were planning on getting brunch at Gold Rush tomorrow and inviting you.
I'm in. I'll cancel my flight.
Good man. You just flew in and out like that?
Oh, yeah. I was in New York and then here and then going
back.
Oh,
your nuts stink. You just got off this plane.
And I was flying commercial like a poor person. But I went to a strip club one time in Arizona and this girl knew my stuff and she's like, I'm off at 4. Do you want to hang out later? So that was like...
You ever did the Drake, like, trying to save her type shit where you're like, yeah, you don't got to be a stripper no more?
Oh,
like,
all the time, bro. My friends are throwing dollars. I'm catching them in the air. I was like, don't throw them at her. Put them in an envelope. It's an IOU. I owe you a better life. No, I went to a strip club sober once, and that shit was not great. Because you're looking, and you're like, I'll get you out of here.
Yeah, feels
bad. I could save you. I'm convinced I could save them.
I could take you to a townhouse in the Valley, girl. I could save you.
You like the Valley.
That's where I live.
There's a lot of coke in the Valley.
I don't do it like that.
I don't believe you.
I do it every morning.
What's the harshest drug you ever did?
I did acid, but that's not really like harsh. I'm not like a big drug guy.
You ever butt chug something?
No, I look like I would be a guy who's done that. I look like a guy like in the back of my trunk, I got like a butt chug on deck.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you know, like a beer funnel.
Beer funnel, yeah.
With spermicidal lube on it. Fucking,
bro, you were painting weird narratives over here of who you think I am.
I'm just looking at you and just...
They said I was coming in today. You're like, oh, that butt-chugging guy? Nah, I don't fuck with him. Nah, I've never done that. I did Molly one time, but it's like a moon rock type thing.
One time?
Yeah. I didn't like it. It was too good. I never want to do it again. You know, that's
so
not
the
like
first
one.
Time I did it, I rolled for 12 hours.
Holy shit.
And then I just was like, dude, you're my best friend. I love Molly. And for a year straight, it was just like probably 3 days a week. I never had come down though.
Really?
Yeah, and then I had to stop. I like crashed out. My homies were like, yo, you need to move out of LA. You're a fucking junkie fat loser. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm fucking having the time of my life. Now we're here.
How did it go for you that you didn't want to do it again?
I just like, it was great. But then I was just laying in bed at like 4 a.m. just thinking about how life ends. And I was like, I gotta not. Like, I don't like feeling out of control of my own like narrative and like vision, I think. So, but it was great when I did it. I couldn't stop telling people. I'm like, I'm rolling right now. They're like, yeah, that's how this works.
But I love you. But I love you.
Exactly. I was like, it's working right now. It's doing it. It's doing the drugs.
It's crazy what it does. I came downstairs and I was like, bro, to all the homies, I was like, you know what would be the best fucking idea if we just laid on our backs right now? And I was just looking at me like, what the fuck are you
It's talking? A crazy thing to hear sober, too.
Just lay on your back, just fucking them high as shit. I don't know. Seems reasonable.
Oh, bro, I did some video recently that went crazy. It was talking about every day, bro. So good. You still hear it every once in a while?
It was funny. I saw that video.
It was like a blind dating clip. She's like, if you were to describe your sex life, what would you call it with one song? I said, Every Day, Bro, by Jake Paul. When you're with me, girl, it's every day. Yeah, it's not a bad pickup line.
No, that's good.
It's you got
good.
A girl? You got a girl?
Yeah.
I was going to say, man, if you need a pickup line, not that you would because you have like yachts and like, you know, 47 employees with like cars and shit. You could just be like... A good one.
Yeah, my girlfriend hates that song.
Do you ever play it though?
All the time. Really? Just to piss her off sometimes. But yeah, people like my fans fucking love it. I literally had a fan yesterday or 2 days ago like come up to me just fucking screaming that shit.
Yeah.
It's like they're like, I fucking love this song.
When was the last time you put out music? Like
I put out a song like a month ago. Okay. Just fucking around.
Yeah.
It was like I have a studio in my house.
I have a studio in his house.
Yeah, it's technically it's Jasper's mine. Studio because he owns me.
But Spotify's just in the back end, just doing numbers back there
for you. Yeah, a little bit. I don't even know what the numbers on Spotify are, but yeah, I love making music and just fucking around and making music videos. And when I go back and like watch some of the songs I made, it's like a good way to reflect. I don't know. I just
where
like
you were at that chapter.
Yeah, and I just hella memories come up. But yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just the inner white in you. You know, you go to a studio at 4 a.m. You're like, you hear beats, and you're like, I'm a freestyle. Yeah, that's what I always do.
I love
back of the Cadillac, back in high school, like freestyle sesh.
That is more white than black.
It's fucking white.
It's very white.
I'm an artist, and I don't want to freestyle. Like,
bro, I got the urge. You know how people the Roman Empire shit? That's not real. All that. When do you think of Roman Empire? Never. I think about freestyling all the time. Mm-hmm.
Bro, definitely.
Should we freestyle?
No.
I mean, I think it's time to freestyle. We kind of have to now. How do we get a fucking beat played in our fucking... I'm doing this. I'm just going to play it in the microphone.
And I'm going to walk off.
This is a good way to ride off into the sunset for this episode. What kind of beats are you rocking with?
Yeah, I got to go trap beat. All right. Type in Metro Boomin type beat, and then you call your mom a bitch, then you start freestyling.
Have you ever typed in like Greg Paul type beat? How's this beat? Young Gotti.
That's what's up, man. It's been real, y'all. Download
but now
better
it seems like you got a walk-off song, so it's even worse if you leave right now.
Oh. Hold on, this shit. Crazy. I'm turning me up. Who's going first?
I don't have a spot. I think you got to kick it off. There it is.
Yeah.
No.
Download better and play better picks.
We got a slow build-up.
Yeah, this is not a good beat.
It's been real, you guys.
No, Jasper, you can't leave.
That was a good beat. It's got a good build-up. It's like a dreams and
nightmares type. No, Jasper, you
of
can't leave.
I'm looking forward to
you
this.
You don't own me.
I'm looking very forward. <That's> crazy. You can't object.
I'm not going to do it unless Jasper's object. Sitting there. What's up with these phony-ass beats, bro?
This one could hit. Got a little build-up. I'll give it about three more count. Oh. See, I get like three words in, then I'm out. Chilling and sucking and fucking. That's all I got. I could be a ghostwriter. I couldn't. That's what every white guy ever has said is I could be a ghostwriter.
Well, you are pretty. You're white. I am. You look like a ghost.
Dude, respect. That's just good right there.
Yeah, bro.
Amazon, November 14th. Trevor Wallace, Pterodactyl. Yes, check it out, man. Check it out if you can.
Click over to fucking Amazon and fucking do something else with your fucking life. This shit sucks.
Can we get a little bit of a sneak peek? On the 14th, it comes out. And, there's discussions about male birth control and smoking oregano.
Of course.
We get some kind of sneak
peek? The first time I ever smoked weed, I was in eighth grade. And the guy, I bought it from like a high schooler and he just sold it to me. And it was just a gram of oregano. I had no idea. And I smoked that shit. And my friends were like, bro, how do you feel? I was like, fucking Italian, bro. I was cooking, dog. I was smoking on that Olive Garden. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But like, I was always trying to get high on anything but actual drugs. Like, in eighth grade, I was like, I didn't know what, I was like a chameleon. I would just do whatever people were doing. We used to take like Corseed and like cough and cold, like just like anything from like CVS that we like try to just steal and get high on. So it's like, I talk about just like that. And like, my cousin tried to tell me to do Whippets, but he didn't tell me how. So I just ate a can of whipped cream and thought I'd do something. So there's that. It's just a bunch of just, it's pretty bro-y. It's, if you watch my videos, you'll see a lot of the same tones in the comedy special, but it's very much the same kind of like vibe, I think.
Mm-hmm. You should definitely go do that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's out there. Amazon November
14th. Or what? If they don't do that, what happens?
Shit, I'm happy where I'm at in life right now. So if this career, if this changes my career in a good, awesome. If it stays the same, I love where I'm at right now.
That's beautiful.
I'm just happy. I just want people to enjoy it. That's really it.
And that's beautiful.
Thank you, guys, or girls, or
frogs, tree frogs. We smoke in that Rainforest Cafe.
Thanks for watching.
You look like Bane right now.